Hello, everybody. On June 26th, Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers will be appearing at the MGM Northfield Park. And I have on the line with me right now Mr. Bill Medley himself. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, tell me a little bit about the what you were doing before the Righteous Brothers.
Headed into a mountain. I was really a punk. I dropped out of school when I was 16. I actually went to hairdressing school. Because my mom was a hairdresser, and, you know, I just was headed nowhere. So I went to, when I was about 17, I went to hairdressing school, and that's right when I was really starting to get into music. Thank God I failed hair coloring. So I recorded and worked, and, I was a, kind of a singer-songwriter, and I had a pretty normal childhood. And then a friend of mine and a friend of Bobby had a band called The Variations. I had a band, The Paramours, and we had a friend that was working in Vegas from our hometown, and he wanted to come back home, so he wanted to put together a group that he felt would really get a lot of work. So he took Bobby and Bobby's drummer and myself and my guitar player and put us all together and recorded the song I wrote called Little Latin Loopy Lou, and changed our life and been paradise ever since.
When you were in the process of growing your career, I recall reading in one of the history books here that you and Phil Spector had gotten together to work on some of your first hits.
Well, Phil Spector produced You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling, Just Once in My Life. I produced Unchained Melody. But Bobby and I had 2 or 3 year career before Lovin' Feeling. We went on the first American Beatle tour, the first American Rolling Stone tour. Then they asked us to do a TV show, Shindig, national TV show. And then Phil Spector, that's when we hooked up with Phil. Yeah, I learned a lot from him.
Now, as you guys were going along and you and Bobby Hatfield split, what was that all about?
Well, it was just really, Bobby and I, when we were young, we really didn't sit down and say, okay, let's go be the Righteous Brothers and sing and record. It just happened. It happened. By the time we looked up, we had a hit record, and we were getting paid $500 a night and thought we died and went to heaven. But we really never kind of, talked about being a partnership. And I started out as a singer-songwriter. So in about 1968, music started changing quite a bit, and the hippie thing and the long hair and beards and all of that came in. So I felt it was probably time for me to go back and finish my dream as a songwriter.
Do you have any of the favorite songs that you did as the Righteous Brothers that really stand out in your mind?
You know, boy, that's tough because they're like your children, you know. And obviously, Love and Feeling is Phil Spector just did an incredible job on that song. Barry and Cynthia wrote a beautiful song and for us. But I think probably both Bobby's and my favorite song was Just Once in My Life that followed Love and Feeling. Went in the top 10, but it kind of was coming in the shadow of You Lost That Love and Feeling. It was written by Carole King, and it's just a great, great song.
When you guys did the Unchained Melody, why did Bobby do that without your accompaniment?
Because Phil Spector, when we signed with Phil, he asked me to produce the album because I was producing a lot of the stuff before we hooked up with Phil. And Bobby and I, when we would do our albums, there was only so many duets we could come up with. So I would do a solo on the album and Bobby would do a solo. And when it came to our third record with Phil Spector, it was called Hung on You, he put Unchained Melody, and Bobby wanted to do Unchained Melody because we fell in love with Unchained Melody in the 50s by Roy Hamilton. And Bobby wanted to do it, so I produced it and arranged it. And for some reason, Phil put it on the B-side of Hung on You, and every disc jockey in the world, God bless you disc jockeys, started playing Unchained Melody, and it just took off.
After you and Bobby had gone separate ways, and unfortunately we lost Bobby, we hadn't heard from you for a while until it came a long time for I've Had the Time of My Life.
Yeah, I did. I was still doing a lot of work. Las Vegas really kind of saved my life. I did a lot of work in Las Vegas as a solo artist. And then I got a phone call one day, and a guy, well, I've done, I think they said about 33 movie songs, and I've been very fortunate there. But they called me and asked me if I would do this song for this movie, Dirty Dancing. That sounded like a bad porno movie to me. And I turned it down for about 3 months because my wife was pregnant, and I couldn't, they wanted me to go from California to New York to record it. And I promised my wife I'd be there for the birth of our daughter, which, by the way, she's now on the stage singing the song with me. She's a great singer. And so that's wonderful. But I was almost ready to retire. Then did this song with Jennifer, Time of My Life, and got the movie and who knew? I mean, the movie, we didn't think the movie was going to do anything. Not because it wasn't a great movie. It's just the odds of this small little movie doing something were pretty gigantic. And it just took off, and the song was in the perfect place in the movie. And boy, it just became, even the Love and Feeling, I think, is the most played record in the history of American radio. Love and Feeling is huge, but boy, Time of My Life and Unchained Melody are just the two songs that will not die. People want to use them for commercials and movies, and it's just pretty amazing.
Keep those residuals coming in.
Thank you.
You're on tour, what comes next?
I'm 81 years old. I'll be 82 this year, and I just feel real blessed to be able to go out and still work. And I have a phenomenal partner, Bucky Hurd. He's an incredible singer. And a wonderful guy and a great friend. And so I'm really not trying to develop anything at this point. I suppose if somebody came to me with some great songs, I would be up for recording them. But at this point, I feel just very fortunate, to be able to go out on the road and perform and see our fans and meet our fans and hear all the wonderful stories they have, how the music touched them. And so, listen, I've been around 60 years, and I've gotten a lot more than I deserve. So I'm just fortunate to be able to still go perform.
Bill Medley, we are looking forward to seeing you at the MGM Northfield Park on June 26th and hearing all those great hits from one of the absolute originals in American music.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And we can't wait to be there. People are going to love the show, I guarantee you.
I'm absolutely confident that it's going to be a 100% delight for everyone.
Oh, thank you very much.